You're not a stick. I have been a minister for almost 30 years. I know looking at the dark color of my hair, you could never tell that I am almost old enough to be a minister for 30 years. About 15 years ago, I've told this to a few people before, maybe here, I was part of a youth group talking about this Bible reading, about the vine and the branches, and I was pointing out how branches do what they do. They bear fruit, and they do it because, well, that's what they do. Really isn't a big explanation there. And then we talked further about the part that says, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And so I asked then, like I asked today, what's a branch if it's not part of the tree? And then everyone whispered out there, no, the youth group were like, huh. And one kid did say, it's a stick. I hadn't, 15 years ago, just hadn't come across that idea. I mean, it was kind of present, but I hadn't said it yet. So this person said, it's a stick. And then, of course, it's really easy to go from there, it's a stick, to focus on the words, he removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. And then you can say from that, well, I know that I'm not one of those gathered and burned things, but I sure know who is. How dare they be so much like a stick? God's clear on what's going to happen to them. We do that all the time. Well, not all of us and not all the time, but sure, don't we do that? Don't we pick out who's in and who's out, at least in our minds? And when we do stuff like that, even though I know we all do it at some point or another, but when we do stuff like that, we miss what is really one of the most important pieces in the reading today. Jesus says it, I am the vine, you are the branches. Not I am the vine, you are the branches if you do it right. Not I am the vine and you are in real danger of not being branches, but you are the branches. And of course there's a tension with, well, you know, there's a tension between the presence of God's unconditional and unending love and the stick burning or the branch cutting stuff. And I could just let that tension stay right there. I could just leave it with, don't be a stick, because you're not. Done. But I can't leave it there, because we are the branches, and what do branches do? We bear fruit. It's just a reality. Just as a branch on the tree bears fruit, it's not a you should do this or God's going to get you if you don't do this kind of thing. A branch bears fruit because a branch bears fruit. We, the branches on the vine, bear fruit because it's what we do. That's it. But what if we don't? We do. But what if they don't? All right. This is the part that we like to say. They're not bearing fruit. Let me make sure that we understand this. Jesus is the vine. God is the vine grower. We are the branches. The vine grower is in charge of the pruning. Branches are not in charge of the pruning. We're not in charge of the cutting or anything at all like that. Branches don't do that. Branches bear fruit. Branches don't cut off branches. They don't have hands or anything like that. So branches don't look at other branches and say, huh, I'm going to cut you off. No, the vine grower is in charge of all of that. Remember, don't be a stick. Because you're not. You're not a stick. You're not a stick. There's another way to look at things here. You see how branches have several smaller branches growing out of them? And the whole vine is this collective intertwining of all the branches. The branches are connected to the whole vine and to all the other branches through this series of nutrient-giving veins, arteries, whatever you call them in a tree. And each branch is made up of many smaller parts. So, I wonder if each of us has parts that are more like branches and parts that are more like sticks, yet we're still inextricably connected, inextricably linked to the rest of the vine and the branches. That's God's community. We're being nurtured by the nutrients of the vine. But there are things that we need to have pruned so that we can flourish. The vine grower is the pruner. God loves us. God accepts us exactly as we are, but we do have things in our lives that don't help us, probably hinder us from flourishing. So there it is. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it more fruit. It's springtime now, and the flowers are coming up. And you know, when the petunias come up, and you've got like three flowers, and you want to have 12, you got to prune some of that. You got to break off some of the flowers, and all of a sudden, there's more. There's strength in that. The vine grower understands gardening. The vine grower understands creation and says, yes, the branches bear fruit, and they need to be tended to. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. We bear fruit in being faithful to God's call to love God and one another. Branches that are withered, that don't bear fruit, are sticks. Yeah, but don't be a stick because you're not a stick. God restores sticks to branches. It's not in there, but you know, God does that. That's throughout the Bible, bringing what was dusty and dead to life. God restores sticks to branches. God loves and accepts us exactly as we are. But we have things in our lives that keep us from flourishing. Branches that are pruned, they're the things, they're pruned of the things that aren't helpful to bearing fruit and more fruit. And we're all connected. There is this link, connection together. We're connected to God. We're connected to one another. And God's desire is that we would grow and bear fruit. God restores us. God prunes us. God loves us. That's the message. All of that. The vine and the branches doesn't have to be any kind of symbol or any kind of teaching that has anything about exclusivity and you're not in because. It's all about growth, a caring community of Christ growing together, a people of prayer and action growing together, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace growing together. All those little seeds and more from a Bible reading about vine and branches. Amen.